Aaron Schwartz's friends accuse prosecutors of contributing to his death. Friends, professors, internet leaders, and others look back on the life of computer visionary Aaron Schwartz on Saturday, telling stories of his exploits. Yale computer science professor Edward Tufte remembered chiding the Aaron who downloaded 4 million files from online academic document library JSTOR, but not for the reasons one might think.
Then I told him, actually I had a problem with what he did, because probably of those 4.5 million scholarly articles, only about 1,000 or 2,000 deserved reading.
The U.S. Justice Department didn't find Schwartz's antics quite so funny, pressing federal wire and computer fraud charges against him that carried decades in prison and $1 million in fines, despite the fact that JSTOR itself settled its problems with Schwartz and didn't want him prosecuted. Schwartz's computer innovations began as a teenager, and he was an accomplished fighter for free access to knowledge and for an open internet, leading several defeats of draconian internet bills on Capitol Hill. He was tired of fighting the charges against him, however, and last weekend he was found hanging by a belt in his Brooklyn apartment. Friends and admirers like Roy Singham today said that the wearing down of Schwartz by the U.S. Justice Department is an unconventional form of murder.
This was, and I say it without hesitation, not suicide. It was murder by intimidation, bullying, and torment.
Singham, who had worked closely with Schwartz, added a demand that Schwartz's legacy be a useful one to enact change so that other such pioneers might not be abused at the hands of such a flawed justice system.
Aaron is like many of tens of thousands of Americans who don't have his influence and doesn't have these friends, the wonderful people we have here. This system that is in America today is an abuse of state power. A fitting legacy for Aaron would be the dismantling of this system.
And the last speaker of the night was Taryn Steinbrückner Kaufman, courageous in her words as she was Aaron's partner. She called for free and open access to all academic research, and she blasted the criminal justice system that ultimately drove Aaron to his death.
He faced an unfair prosecution by this man, Steve Hyman, who had no sense of proportion or justice and just wanted to not rack Aaron up as a notch on his belt so he could go into the cafeteria with the other prosecutors and high-five them.
She called for accountability from the Massachusetts Attorney's Office, which was prosecuting the case, and for those in attendance to not be lazy in making the world a better place. Others like Aaron are out there, however, such as Jeremy Hammond, who's accused of hacking into Strategic Forecasting Incorporated, or STRATFOR, which is a kind of privatized corporate central intelligence agency in the U.S. Hammond is threatened with life in prison and being held without bail. Hank Flynn, Press TV, New York.